This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Statmiller is with me, and the reason I'm kind of chuckling here is I did a search on Jim Cramer from CNBC during hour number one. Now it looks like whatever screen I go to, there's an ad for join Jim Cramer's Action Alerts Plus. The last thing I want to do is take advice from a bald-headed shill. Seriously. And I think that, you know, from what I've seen in the past, if I had followed his advice, he would have helped me lose whatever I've accumulated in my life. He'd be doing that. So why would I want to take advice from him? John Statmiller is with us. And John, you are on republicbroadcasting.org from 4 to 6 p.m. following your very favorite broadcast, other than yours, right? Which is USAPrepares.com. And hey, by the way, I really appreciate you putting us on your network. I really do. Thank you so much.
Seriously. Well, you know, you've been a floater on the network. You know, I value your show, and sometimes we have to make schedule rearrangements on the network, but never fail to put your program in there someplace. It's a different type of program. It's not doom and gloom. It's more solution oriented. So it's a refreshing break. You know, I mean, people have asked me, Vince, you know, you've been doing this for so long, how can you get up and report the bad news every day? Well, that's how you get informed, you know, but we just don't get up there and talk about the bad news. You know, we juxtapose that against the Constitution, the solutions to the problems that we have. The number one problem that we have is the bankster gangsters. We talk about fascism. Here is the true definition of fascism, where you allow a private company or corporation to basically wade in and take charge of a segment that the federal government was generally constitutionally mandated to do, and that's money. You know, we even broke it down to, you know, what is a dollar, the definition. You know, how many grams of silver does that, you know. So it was spelled out, and it's the Congress's responsibility for the maintenance of that money and that money supply and the value set thereof. Where has that gone? And as I watch these debates, none of these guys are talking about the one major issue. They're all talking about how they can create jobs, how they can do this. They cannot do it. How can you have a house that does not sit on a foundation? You live in a floating house? You live in sandcastles in the air? This is a fundamental problem that we have because people have been conditioned. We have six corporations that maintain everything that you see, you read, and you hear. They form the opinion. They've been running the presidential elections, making and breaking people for years and years and years. Forget what they're really about, what they really stand for. Forget all of that. It is fundamentally the American people have been cut off from information. And they still think they're getting it. This is how dumbed down they have become. They have accepted what they see now that supposedly passes for news and is nothing but infotainment. And they wonder what the hell's going on in their own country. That's why we do what we do. That's why Ted Anderson has Genesis. That's why John Statmiller has Republic Broadcasting Network. It's because nobody else out there is doing the job that needs to be done. And that's informing people. The most important, powerful thing on the face of this earth, Vince Vannelli, is knowledge. With that, you can make up your own mind, make your own decisions based on fact, not by somebody's regurgitated opinion.
John, you're talking about what we know and what we've learned. Well, we've reported here this week that in Britain, and we're talking about how dumb we have become. In Britain right now, 49% of those in Britain feel comfortable hanging a shelf on a wall. Now, I know, I've been to your house. I know you have, you wouldn't even think about knowing how to do this. You would just hang that shelf, put the screws in the wall, take out a level. I mean, you would hang that shelf without even thinking about it. And I'm sure that most of our class is in the same, boat you're in. You know how to do these things. Well, 35%, only 35%, of those in Britain feel comfortable fixing a leaking faucet. 35%. And only 60% feel confident that they can unclog a drain. Now, let's
serious.
Yes, I am serious about this. I'm very serious about this. Now, how many people have you seen in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, where they've got their car jacked up in their driveway on a weekend, you know, where all you can see is like maybe the lower half of the body sticking out because they're working on, underneath the car? How many people do that today? Hardly anybody, right?
You know, I was thinking as you were saying that, you've been to my neighborhood.
Yes, I have.
The closest thing that we have to anything like that is the guy down the street that's got an old Jeep that he's been sitting in his driveway so long the tires have gone flat. Nobody's doing that.
Right. What I'm saying is, but that's something that we used to do all the time. I mean, we used to take our cars,
sure.
We used to wash them, we used to change the oil, we used to take off the air cleaners, change the spark plugs. You know, you'd see guys bent over and under the hood. You'd see them under the car. You'd see them changing the differential joints because they wore out, or you'd see them jacked up on jack stands, changing the brakes.
I've seen you do in your own garage. You have a three-bay garage, and you actually have a lift. And I've seen you many times, you and your son, out there in the garage wrenching on a car.
Yeah. Necessity is one of the reasons, because, first of all, there's not many people who could fix whatever it is we're trying to fix. And another thing is economics. So that's why
right.
we do that. But the point I'm trying to make is when we look at America and we look at how we're falling down, we look at the educational process, we have destroyed industrial arts in many, many rural communities. And I know this for a fact because I was a consultant for a school, many school districts in Virginia. And what they did was they said, you know what, the masonry classes that we used to teach, you know, how to build block walls and brick walls and stud walls, you know, the carpentry trades, the roofing trades, the electrical trades, the wiring of buildings, commercial buildings, homes. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We don't do the plumbing. We don't do the auto mechanics. We don't rebuild engines. No, we have upscaled. We now teach Microsoft Office.
The fierce independence that once was the backbone, along with the family that we started talking about, it was more of an attitude, Vince, of can do. And even if you failed, you didn't consider failure. You went ahead and did it. And what did you do? You learned by your mistakes. You went right back at it. There was a certain amount of independence and tenacity. It was that can-do spirit that is being broken in Americans. They don't feel that they have any control over anything. They don't feel that they can fix anything. And, you know, a water faucet, really, in England, 35% wouldn't even attempt it.
Right.
I mean, this is gone beyond bizarre. We have been emasculated. We've been told that we're stupid. We've been told this. And people, unfortunately, have conducted themselves the way the government and the media sees us. the way the entertainment industry sees us. When was the last time, Vince, that a television program was on, or even a commercial, where the man is the decision maker? You know, I love these security company advertisements where the man is hiding behind the woman and they've got a break-in, and, well, she's pressing the button to get the alarm company to send the police. But, you know, hey, it's your house or my house. If I hear breaking glass and somebody coming through the door, the only sound that you're going to hear is not the man whimpering behind the woman that's being portrayed as strong. What you're going to hear is a shotgun racking. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everything has been controlled. The Matrix and what they're projecting, people are starting to act what they're projecting us to be anymore. And John, quite frankly, I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick to death of it.
John, I've said on the air something that's probably pretty offensive to some women, and that is that here at the farm, I'm the head of the household. And some people may say, well, who does he think he is? Well, actually, I am the head. I'm the head of the household.
You're the guy there that you're the top guy that takes the heat for the failures and the accolades for the successes. Yeah.
And,
okay.
If someone were to call up during this broadcast at our farmhouse and our numbers on the internet, if they called and Mrs. Finelli answered and they said, I just heard Mr. Finelli or Vincent say that he's the head of the household. Is that true? She would say, yeah, absolutely. Now, she expects me to be a provider and a defender and to provide leadership. And that's one of the things that's wrong with many American families. Where's the leadership? There probably is not much.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Is there?
You're leading me down that path again.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. Look, I have gotten in trouble before with I've got a lot of females that listen to my radio program, 30 plus, okay, 30 up until tomorrow's my last day on Earth. But I have gotten in trouble a couple of times because people in this country have been conditioned that this is the nuclear family now. This is the 21st century family. And I want to talk a little bit more about this because you're hitting on something, again, everything is being popped inside out. Who's responsible? Who contributes?
Yeah, I remember when Bruce thought he was a guy. I mean, we have now. Now his biggest challenge is which pair of high heels to wear.
Gender right identity back. Problem.
We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at $ downfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Statman was with us, and he's the owner of RepublicBroadcasting.org, and his show airs from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, Central Time. And this
and yours, and yours airs 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, right before mine.
I really appreciate that. That's a really dangerous position to be in, mine. Because I'm like the warm-up act for the big show.
I don't know how you want me to respond to that. It's one of those pregnant pauses on air. You go, okay, what am I going to do with that one?
Hey, I wanted to share this with you, if it's okay. You know, we're talking about some of the things that are wrong with this country. And one of the things that's wrong, and I'll tell you the story how it happened in our house. So our daughter was 12 to 14 years old at the time. We lived in Virginia. And she said, Dad, I'd like to get my ears pierced. And I said, sure, we can talk about that when you're 18. And she said, all my friends have their ears pierced. And I said, yeah. And I'm not their parents. So I'm your parent. So when we're 18, we can talk about it. And so when she was, I think, 21, she called me up and she said, I'd like to get my ears pierced. And I said, well, that's fine. You're 21. And so she did. Now, she only got, you know, one hole in each ear. Because I was afraid that what she might do is just, you know, talk to whoever's piercing their ears and have that person say, well, you know what the newest thing is? It's like 12. 12 holes in each ear. And that way, you can get all the channels.
Oh, well, let's not forget, you know, the pierced tongue and the lip and the eyebrows. Okay. And the latest craze, the tattoos. Yeah, this is what I want to look at. on a woman.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll tell you what.
Tattoos.
Now, you were at the Get Prepared Expo, and we hired two groups of caterers to serve meals at the Get Prepared Expo. That was in March in right here in Missouri, and one of the gals, I've seen her a bunch of times. She's really pretty. She's a young gal. And she was all ready to serve, and I went up to her before serving started, and she had this thing in her nose. And I looked at her, and it was almost like she was saying, "What?" And I just looked at her. She reached over, pulled that out, washed her hands, and she knew that thing was not going to fly.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I have been to, a restaurant where the person said, can I help you or may I help you? And I'd say, no. And here's why. Because I'm grossed out by that thing that you keep flipping around in your mouth, that tongue antenna. It grosses me out. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to be here. And I'll leave.
And you know why?
Now, that gets back to...
The reason I'm chuckling here is because I can see you doing it. I know that you do those kinds of things. I've been listening.
Well, doesn't that tie back to being the head of the household, being the man of the house, being a person who will stand up? Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Well, and, are we supposed to? I've talked about this on my show before. The family has been flipped on its head. And at one point in time, the woman was regarded as the center. Okay, the man is the head of the household. That's the guy that gets to make the decisions and accept the accolades for the, for the stuff that works and take the hits for the stuff that doesn't. That was the man's role. You know, we were the Cro-Magnon with the club that went out and killed dinner and drug it home, and the wife cooked it. You know, it's been portrayed that this is the weakest position a woman can take. Staying home, providing the home, the cohesion, raising and looking after the children. It's taboo now. You know,
it's the exact opposite. It's the highest, raising those children is the highest and best thing that a woman can do, in my opinion.
Well, and going again back to the what's the backbone of this country? It is the family.
Remember when we used to go to Grandma's house for Christmas and Thanksgiving? The center was Grandma.
Yep.
And supporting her was our grandfathers.
Yep.
That's all gone away. We don't do that anymore.
No, we don't.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Statmiller is with us, RepublicBroadcasting.org. John, a number of years ago, you and I were at a preparedness convention in Texas. And you and I were walking down one of the aisles, and there were a couple guys walking behind us, and you and I were just talking. And one of the guys said to me, I'd never met him before, and he was behind us, and he said, "You're Vin Finelli." And I said, I just turned around, and you turned around, and I said, "Yeah, yeah." He recognized my voice, and here's why I'm telling this story. He said, "That was really cool what you did when you beat up that guy on the air." who cursed on your show. Now, here's what happened. So I was broadcasting. We took a call, and these were the early days of broadcasting. And this guy just used, during the normal course of his chatting with somebody, he just used a word that was mildly profane. And I called him up right away on it. Poor guy got beat up a little bit because I said, we don't do that. That's not who we are. We don't use words like that here at USA Prepares. And he said, well, and I said, we don't do that. And if you want to call back, you're welcome to, but you're going to have to not use words like that. And so he cleaned up his language and we continued the call on air. Now, the guy that was behind us noticed that. And the reason I'm saying this is one of the indicators of the falling down of America is our inability to speak fluently, clearly, without profanity. So what we can do is we can tell people who we communicate with that we don't use language like that. And let's just clean up our act and let's try to be better at conversation. And I took exception to Apple Computer, and I am boycotting Apple Computer. Not that I have any of their products. I dumped my iPhone, but I would not buy another Apple product solely because Apple has now added the emoji, the symbol, of a middle finger, so that you can, you know, when you're communicating with somebody using an Apple product, give them the finger. What's that all about? Why is that necessary? And I was talking about this at a meetup last Monday at Jimmy's Egg, our Monday meetup, and I said to the kitchen manager, he's one of our instructors, Michael Hicks, he's been on the air with us, talking about, you know, how to whip up quick recipes when somebody shows up and says, hey, we're here. They show up at your door. And I said, Michael, do you have any emojis on your menu that is, you know, has the middle finger in it? Do you? He looked at me and kind of laughed, like, why would we do that? And that's the point. Why would we do that? John, what do you think? We're falling down.
Yeah, you're describing this, and I'm thinking about General Motors and one of their Cadillac commercials, where it is just this effeminate flyboy. He's proclaiming that his parents just let him be him, and though the whole purpose was an appeal to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, I don't know, throw something else in there that, you know, that sexually people are identifying with, I don't know. But when I saw that, I thought, you know, if I was a man in the market for a Cadillac, you know, an American-made luxury car, just based on that commercial, I wouldn't buy a Cadillac. You saw what happened with Chick-fil-A, where the communists went after these people. And look at the support that they got. They had record sales. You know, I mean, people can do votes with their taste, their preferences. If you don't like what Apple is doing and they're giving you the middle salute, absolutely. Write them a letter. Call their PR department. See, people, here's the problem, Vince. Everybody's sitting around twiddling their thumbs. They're not engaging. And people do not understand. Yeah, you're one voice. In a cacophony of 7.5 billion on the face of the planet, can your voice be heard? Maybe, maybe not. But people are real sensitive. Companies and corporations spend endless hours trying to target their message to the buyer group or this group or whatever. But people don't understand that when you are dissatisfied or you see something that just, it just makes you shake your head. Bow your head and close your eyes and just shake your head. It matters. Call them up. Write a letter. Let them know. See, this is the problem. Vince, this goes back to your last preparedness back the spring. You know, what did I tell people? Quit self-censoring. stand up. You have a belief system. It used to be the norm in America. We are under attack. Speak up. And you can do it in a way that just proclaims your position without becoming racist or hateful. You know, we're now playing the game on somebody else's field. We're yielding the victory before the battle has even started. Vince, I understand we got a call here. Kyle from Montana.
We do. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
I beat you to it.
Good morning, Vince and John. I couldn't agree with you guys anymore, but I had a thought on you when you were talking about the leadership position of men in the home. And, you know, too many men, or I should say a few men, think in terms of leadership as being sort of a dictator. Uh-huh. And I think of it way more like being the servant to the rest of the family. And I've had to kind of grow into that, you know. But it's a servant in the sense of wherever there is a need, the man is the one that fills the gap, and he's the one that provides, and he's the one that takes care of the, you know, the things that he takes care of. And then their wives will be a lot more willing to and grateful, and the home will be in a lot more peace if men don't try to be the dictator.
That's an interesting perspective. Kyle,
that's exactly how it works at our farmhouse. John Stattmiller has been here many times, and he has never seen me give orders. What I do is exactly what you're talking about. I lead by example. I lead even the meetups. I lead by example. And, you know, as far as even the cell phones. I never said, you know, there's a rule, no cell phones. I led by example. I said, I don't have one. I made it all the way to the center of our little town, 2 miles and back without one. Then I ventured out to the bank, you know, 20 miles away without one. I made it and back, and I've made it to Springfield, and you know, I'm becoming more adventurous. And I let people know that, you know, you can do this. So, and then finally I said, I'll tell you what, you know, you can continue the meetups. But, you know, if there's cell phones here, I won't be back. I didn't say you can't have them. I just said I won't be there.
Kyle, the reason why...
So I led by example.
Kyle, the reason why he doesn't have to give any orders in his house is because his wife knows him well enough that he knows what he's going to do. She knows what he's going to do or say before he does it. So he doesn't have to say anything.
Sure, I understand that, you know, and I do. And my wife is kind of the same way. You know, she's finishing my sentences and
sure. All
kinds of stuff. You know, the same kind of a thought. But I just wanted to throw that out there because you know, there. It seems like you either have one of two different perspectives on this. You know, that's predominant, and one is that you're the dictator, and the other is that the woman is running everything.
No,
and
look,
that's not the case. Right, I understand that. I know you're not like that, Vince, and I assume by listening to John that he's not either. But I just wanted to put that out there on the air, you know, because there is a third alternative, and it's the right way to lead. And
Kyle, what makes me think that you're able to change a washer and a faucet? You sound to me like the kind of guy that you see a problem, and you go and you take care of it. What you're talking about here is not being subservient. In as much as you're being responsible. You know, what can I take off my wife's plate because I know she has a job to do? We each have our jobs to do, and we don't interfere with each other doing that job.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the next level. Let's take it to the next level, John. Kyle, let me just ask you point blank. If you're under a sink and you are changing a faucet, okay, you are disconnecting the plumbing, and you are on your back looking up at the sink under the cabinet. Is your wife there handing you the wrenches that you need and doing it with you, supporting you while you change that faucet?
She has before, but in many times she has helped me with those kind of things. But 95% of the time, it's pretty much me underneath there changing the faucet. I mean, I've really literally washer, dryer, faucet, plumbing, all of that stuff I've had to do within the last month. As well as install a furnace, hot water heat, two hot water heaters. I mean, all of that stuff has been, had been done, you know, and one of them I needed more help and I couldn't quite get it, the hot water heater in there, but, you know, I just needed help lifting it in. But anyway, it was, you know, all of those kind of things. I grew up in the time, and you guys did too, where, you know, my, as an example, my grandfather one time, who was quite well off, was underneath, his car, taking the gas tank out at 76 years old, and I stumbled onto him, happened to see him underneath there, and he said, well, it's got a leak in it, and it's got to be done. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, 76 years old, you know, and he's underneath there,
Kyle,
you know.
Kyle, that's that can-do attitude, where you didn't sit around and question, you just dove in and did it.
Yeah. We need more of that in this country, big time.
Well, I hear you.
I'll listen.
Kyle, would you like to?
No, that's okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, thanks so much, Kyle. For those of you new to the broadcast, Kyle is a USAPreparedness.com instructor. He is. He was a caller. He was a caller. Then he became an instructor. John Stettman was with us. RepublicBroadcasting.org. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
One of the threads that's been running through the two-hour broadcast classroom today with John Stadtmiller is taking a stand and voting with your wallet and your voice and your presence. You can do it. You can take a stand. You can make your voice heard. You can walk out of a restaurant when your waitress or waiter shows up and they're tattooed all over, or they've got antennas sticking out of their face, or all these piercings. That's what you can see. What about in the kitchen? Okay. There was a guy that came to the one of our meetups, and he wore an empty holster. And he said, I've got a solution. What we need to do is walk around with empty holsters. And that way, those other people will know that we mean business. And I looked at him, and I said, why don't you grow a set? And why don't you put something in that empty holster, like I've got right here? And so I've encouraged those who come to the meetup to come armed. So if you come to a USA Prepares meetup at Jimmy's Egg, you'll find probably the greatest concentrations of handguns in any meeting, except for maybe the police. They may have a few more. But we encourage you to lead by example. Lead by example. I'm not saying break the law. I'm saying lead by example. Make your voice heard. Your influence counts. You can use it.
We still outnumber them, Vince. We still outnumber them.
We do.
And I don't. The silence is not golden. Not in a time where there are so many threats to our way of life, our families, our future. I mean, I can't think of a reason not to speak up. I mean, we've been waiting for the golden day that people just have had enough and throw their hands up in the air and stomp their feet and go, okay, that's it. No more. Well, how are you ever going to get to that point if you can't even exercise the fundamental right to speak your opinion? Because what? You're afraid you'll be singled out because you're going to be perceived as a racist or a malcontent or an anti-government. What do you have to lose? Only your country. The only thing we're talking about is adherence to the Constitution. We're talking about the solution to the problem that we're all seeing now. And how are we going to get from here to there if you remain silent? You sit there stupefied and zombified and afraid to speak. You're going to guarantee the dissolution of a once great nation and the end of America. That I put on you, the listeners, the public. We can't do this just because we get on the air every day. We interact. We bring people in. We exchange the ideas. We talk about the things that really matter. But start talking in areas that you yourself can affect. Calling into a radio program is one thing. Calling that business or calling that local government or calling out something that is very wrong and you remain silent, you have no excuse. And what is actually at the end of this road is the dissolution of the country that you claim that you love so much.
John, when our children were growing up, they were embarrassed at some of the things that I did. You know, I wouldn't yell and scream and create a commotion, but I'd very quietly, most of the time, not go along just because everyone said you have to go along. For example, I refuse to produce an identification when I buy something. And I ask lots of questions and I delay the transaction because...
I've seen you do it.
I refuse to be treated as a criminal because I'm not. And just because others are doesn't mean I am one of them. Well, initially, you know, our children, when they're growing up, thought this was a little embarrassing. Now, they're doing the same thing. So you can lead by example. You can literally show that you have the guts to be a man. Men,
hey,
I suggest you do
you.
It.
Before we run out of time here, Vince, let's put four hours together. Your show airs right before mine. Can you do 2 hours with me today?
Yeah.
Good.
I can.
Settled.
Okay, so I'm going to be on republicbroadcasting.org from 2 o'clock Central. I'm sorry, from 4 o'clock.
From 2 to 4, your show, and then 4 to 6, Central Time, my show.
Okay, done.
Done.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy home.